Remarks of the President, Lyman, Colorado, 7 October 1952.
Great Democrat, a great leader, a great man, a wonderful American, the President of the United States.
Thank you. All right, I will. Thank you very much. Thank you. I was talking to Senator Johnson about how to tell how many people were present. I told him I always measured them by the acre. It's easier that way. They tell me that you have all the bands in the county here. That certainly is a compliment, and I appreciate it very much. I wish we were going to stay long enough so each one of them could play a piece. I'd very much like to hear them. I like music. You may have heard a report that I'm out here campaigning for the Democratic ticket. Well, that's so. I'm doing my best to do all I can to see that the government of the United States stays in safe hands. I'm going to tell you something about the record of the Democratic Party, and I'm going to tell you something about the record of the Republican Party, and then you can make up your own mind. When you know about that record, and when Governor Stevenson has told you about what he hopes to do as President of the United States, you can't help but vote the Democratic ticket. Now, this city is the center of an agricultural area. You people have taken your dry land area that has little rainfall, and you have made it into one of the richest grain and cattle-raising sections in the great state of Colorado. Bank deposits are the largest in the history of this area. Better times have brought better herds and lots of registered cattle. You have some wonderful 4-H programs. Your children are proud of what they're doing, and I expect they steal the show when they take their livestock to your fairs. All in all, I expect you find this pretty good country to live in, and you're proud of it, and you have every right in the world to be proud of it. There's been a lot of progress here in the last 20 years. You are the people who brought it about. But I don't think you could have made this progress unless you'd had a government in Washington that understood your problems and helped you to meet them. And if you don't keep that kind of a government, you're likely to lose all the gains you have made. So you folks here have a real stake in this election. I think it is perfectly plain which party has your best interest at heart. Let me give you a couple of examples. First, there's the question of price supports on the basic agricultural commodities. What can you count on there? There's no doubt about the Democratic Party. We are for continuing mandatory supports at not less than 90% of parity. That's what our platform says. That's what our candidate for president says. And that is the way the Democrats vote in the Congress. And that's what you can count on from the Democratic Party. What can you count on from the Republicans? I don't know, and I don't think you do either. Their platform says one thing, their candidate says another. And the Republicans in Congress vote as they please, and they are the ones who call the tune for the Republican Party. We know what they did in the 80th Congress. They voted a sliding scale under which supports could go down to 60% of parity. And just last spring, 53% of the Republicans in the House of Representatives voted against continuing supports at 90% of parity for the next 2 years. Now, I believe the price support program is good for the whole country, not just for the farmers, but for everybody. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't be for it. But the Republicans either don't understand these things, or they don't care what happens to the farmers' welfare. Let me give you another example of the Republican attitude toward the farmer. And that's on the matter of rural electrification. Now, I think the REA program has been one of the most successful of all the New Deal undertakings. I am told that many farms in this area have received electricity under this program within the last 2 years. It has brought happiness and better living conditions to many. Many farm homes all across this great land of ours have had electricity who otherwise would not have received it if it hadn't been for REA. I've never understood how many elected representatives of the people could be against it. But the private power lobby was against it, And by coincidence or otherwise, most of the Republicans in the Congress have been against it too. As recently as last year, the Republicans in the House voted against expanding rural electric power. They voted 9-1 against it. Now, my friends, in the face of that record, and I've only told you a very small part of it, I don't see how you can vote to turn this country over to the Republican Party. You will be voting in your own interest and in the country's interest if you support the Democratic ticket. Send Ralph Williams to Congress. He knows about the problems you have out here, and he will be working for you and not for any special interest. I hope you'll elect Bill Metzger for governor. I've known him a long time, and I'm sure he'll make a good governor for this great state. And I want to ask you most especially to vote for your own interests. You're the government. You, the people, constitute the government of the United States. And the way you control that government is by your vote. And when you don't exercise that franchise, you are doing yourself an injustice. And when you get bad government under those circumstances, you deserve it. What I want you to do is to go to the polls, vote in your own interest, vote for the welfare of the country, vote the Democratic ticket, and have Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman in the White House and as President of the Senate. The country will be safe then for another 4 years, and so will you.